This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. Speaking of Quest, go check out Questworthy up there. Good drink, good mix, very good. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Christmas ornaments. Yeah, that's only 8 months out. We got some handheld news. People are worried about that one. And we got some Overwatch 2 news. But we begin today with Nintendo, because my Nintendo news did say that Devolver Digital says that the Nintendo Switch was the most popular console for their software. And that's basically because that they revealed today that they have sold over 9 million units on software from the Nintendo eShop. And right now, there are no signs of that slowing down there at all. Now, my Nintendo news was saying that they're looking forward to the June 5th release date of the Nintendo Switch, and we'll see what the sales do there. But up on Blue Sky, Minori did say, quote, Nintendo Switch is currently the Devolver Digital's most popular console platform with over 9 million units sold across its portfolio. Good stuff, good stuff. Okay, more good stuff. Eurogamer said that Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Remaster may be in the works. Well, that's because of a leak of the screenshots that were taken from Virtual's website, and Oblivion remake was expected there for quite a few years now. Now, Eurogamer does expect that Bethesda's plan could show a shadow drop next week on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S, including Xbox Game Pass. So Oblivion up on Reddit was showing some pictures of the game itself, and I must say they do look pretty good. So we shall see what happens with that one, should there be a remake. Overwatch 2. Overwatch 2. Esports Insider said that Overwatch 2 could have a new stadium that will launch April 22nd. And that'll be a permanent game mode stadium that now has a release date. It's a new 5v5 mode, and now we'll introduce some purchasable upgrades, new rank leads, and more coming April 22nd, 7 days from now. And the new mechanics that were introduced could be even more, or introduced could have some more potential to foster a new professional scene within the Overwatch 2 ecosystem. They did show the armory with Genji and some other things too. And they were also wondering, could the stadium create some new esports scenes? All is possible. So we shall see what happens. New game mode coming indeed. And then Gamatsu did say that Awakening, well, Dune Awakening, will be for PC coming June 10th. Now, Dune Awakening was delayed May 20th, but the release date is now set for June 10th. The Advanced Access, Early Access, will begin June 5th, and that'll be the Steam version. That's what we're talking about. So if you're waiting for the game to be up on Steam, June 10th is the date. Oh, there are some games leaving Xbox, but here's the list anyway. Have a Nice Death, Kona 2 Brune, Sniper Elite 5, The Last Chance, or Last Case of Benedict Fox, Thirsty Suitors, and The Rewinder. April 30th. Good luck. Get them while you still can. But PlayStation, on the other hand, said that there could be some new DLCs on Hogwarts Legacy. And guess what? If you got the game, it's free. So, if you have Hogwarts Legacy on PlayStation 4 and 5, you can go get the DLC. When you do, you will claim the Onyx Hippogriff mount for free and some cosmetics. But if you want some more stuff, well, that's going to cost you a little bit. Not much. The Hogwarts Legacy Dark Pack, which is currently 75% off until April 24th, for $5, you can get the Thestral Mount, Dark Arts Cosmetic Set, Dark Arts Battle Arena. When the promotion is over, it goes to $20. So, go have fun with that one. By the way, the Last Chance to Play section has not yet been updated. Just an update there. But when it comes to the next PlayStation, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, some of the players are worried about the next handheld because the rumors are going around, and they are going around. And that's because some of the specs were leaked. Now, the rumor came from Kepler2, and that was the first person to leak the existence of this handheld. And they did corroborate it with the Digital Foundry, and they said that the device will have some 15-watt system on a chip on 3nm. So, basically what they're saying is that the PlayStation 6 handheld will not be as powerful as the PlayStation 5, but it will still be able to run the PlayStation 5 games because it'll be on lower resolutions in frame rates according to the memory bandwidth. So people didn't exactly like the news, but keep in mind, all this is rumor. Nothing is solidified yet. So Kepler did say, quote, "It's hard to estimate the performance since it's using an unreleased GPU, UART, but I think it's somewhat between Xbox Series S and PlayStation 5, end quote. But we know what could be on it. GameSpot said that Assassin's Creed Shadows, right now, is 2025's second biggest game so far. It has been that popular. In fact, Circana, the analyst Matt Pistilia, got up on his Blue Sky account and said that Assassin's Creed Shadows, quote, has been the best-selling video game in the U.S. for each of its first weeks in market, end quote. Now, number two is behind Monster Hunter Wilds and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. But Assassin's Creed Shadows was the best-selling game on PlayStation Network last month. So according to Ubisoft, Shadows reached 1 million players across all the platforms in a single day. But sticking with Ubisoft, Ubisoft now has a colorblind simulation tool. A colorblind simulation tool. And that'll be with the public, so people will be able to use it. And it's called Chroma. And it has been in development for several years. So if you want it, you have to go over to GitHub to get it. Now, Ubisoft did say that there are some 300 million people across the world that are impacted by colorblindness. And Chroma is supposed to simulate three major colorblind types from tinnitus, diotonia, and tritanopia. So that is some really good stuff. In fact, the Ubisoft QC product manager, Joad Zucki, did say, quote, "Chroma is a testament to the team's innovation and dedication. The work is already making a difference in how to design games with accessibility in mind. Open sourcing Chroma is a proud step toward allowing everyone to benefit from this innovation." Good stuff. Good stuff. But then again, some people were talking about AI. According to Games Radar, The Witcher 3 performance director said they can't see the fully replacing actors, especially not for games they'll be wanting them to focus on the story. Well, that's their title. They like really long titles. But they were talking about The Witcher 3 performance. And the director did say that they're not looking to replace the actors because they want that human spark. And that was Kate Saxon that was talking, because she is the performance director behind The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. In fact, here's what she said, quote, "I just don't see it ever fully replacing actors. At least it's not on the kind of game that truly care about strong storytelling, rich characters, and meaningful dialogue," end quote. Now, they were also talking about the facial animations, and she did talk about that too, quote, "There's something missing, something you can't quite quantify, that lifts a performance from decent to genuinely moving," end quote. So, she is against it. Okay, now we go to Marathon, because GameSpot.com did say that the Concord developers want you to give Marathon a chance. So, there were some peaks at Marathon, the game, this past weekend. And GameSpot said that they looked pretty good. But so did the former Firework Studio senior VFX artist, Stephen Williams, because he was writing on the Marathon subreddit. And he said, quote, "After reading the comments about Marathon being Concord 2.0 on Reddit, YouTube, and Twitch, I just wanted to share a little insight into what a 40-year-old man is feeling after dedicating a large portion of his life to making video games. Seeing the faces of the developers on the Bungie stream gave me hope and excitement for what is to come for Marathon. I commend them for taking a chance, trying something foreign to them. It's not proven nor guaranteed to succeed. It takes a lot of courage," end quote. Now, he did say that Concord didn't fail the players, but he also said that there were lessons to be learned about that failure. Now, he is a senior VFX artist at Warframe Studio, and he was stressing that the video games were meant to be fun, that people need to be kinder to the developers that are working behind the scenes. So, Marathon will be released September 23rd this year. This game's already out, and you know we already talked about it. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, $10 off. IGN said it. The list price was $69.99, 70 bucks. And right now, you can get it on Amazon and Walmart. That is the PlayStation 5 edition. That's the disc edition for 60 bucks, $10 off. And that's for both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. If you want to see it on sale, check your gaming consoles. Indeed. These will be on sale too. Both NintendoLife.com and HereXbox.com said that there's some Christmas ornaments coming. Now, we know that it's April. We get it. But the ornaments are coming. They are coming. And they look pretty good. If you want to see them, they're up in the show notes Discord. The GQDN show notes. Pictures are there. And there's a lot of pictures to look at, too. Even Movie Miguel, well, he got up on X and said, quote, "Aurora 64, the upcoming Hallmark Xbox 360 ornaments for 2025, should be up for pre-order when they officially announced after April 25th, when the 2025 Dream Book is released to the public. 10 days from now. 10 days from now. If you want them, they'll be available soon. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. This is been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.